These days, the tragedy in Darfur, Sudan, is mobilizing activists and international aid workers. But back in 1983, the Second Sudanese Civil War pitted Islamic fundamentalists in the north against separatist Christians in the south. Over the next 20 years, an estimated 2 million people died. At least 20,000 children, mostly boys, were separated from their families. These boys walked thousands of miles to refugee camps in Ethiopia, Kenya, and Uganda. And in 2001, the United States offered refuge to almost 4,000 of these lost boys. The documentary God Grew Tired of Us was produced by Brad Pitt and narrated by Nicole Kidman. In it, director Christopher Quinn follows three lost boys, Panther, Daniel, and John Dow, as they settle into life in the U.S. When John Dow left his village in 1987, he looked after the younger children and buried the boys who died. John said he never thought about giving up.
The only thing that we realized through that situation was that to go ahead is the solution.
Christopher, you followed not only John, but two other boys, Panther and Daniel. They settled in Pittsburgh. John is in New York. How did you choose who you wanted to focus on, and what kind of understanding did you have with them?
Kakuma Refugee Camp was a daunting place to arrive with a film crew. There's about 90,000 refugees that are there because of the war in southern Sudan. We started to film and eventually found Daniel and Panther. Daniel had a parliament that took place underneath a tree, and every day he would always entertain, tell stories, sing songs. And then John, we met when his name was on the board, and he came up to us. And he asked on behalf of all of his friends he was going to be leaving behind if they could come also.
There's these moments where you just realize, wow, everything that we take for granted in our daily lives is completely new to these young men. Was that part of the excitement for you of filming their transition from Kenya to the United States?
I think it was. I wasn't really expecting to get, you know, the film, it's interesting because you really kind of see through John, Panther, and Daniel, you see through their eyes really what's important in America and what's not important in America. One example is Daniel, who was in Pittsburgh, and he couldn't ever figure out why you couldn't just go and knock on your neighbor's door to say hello.
And John, what values have you brought with you that you maintain in America that are not American values?
The value of family. They're taking all elderly people to a nursing home. These are your grandfather and grandmother. If you take these people away, who do you think will really acquaint your children with the values of love of the community, love of the family, respect your dignity, respect your family name, don't do a bad thing, don't kill, don't do all the others?
One thing I wonder, Christopher, is how the values of being a filmmaker translated into the transition of these gentlemen. There's a scene in the film where a group of the lost boys are learning about some of the appliances in their new apartment. Let's take a listen.
No, there you will push, here you turn.
This room is for...
No, there are two beds.
You have your own bed.
Your own bed.
Good.
Okay.
You don't share the bed. You share the room with your friend. Okay. You don't share the bed.
All right.
Okay? Okay. This is one of the most important things. It's alarm or clock. A radio alarm or clock.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. We'll set it up tomorrow.
Okay. Okay.
Because as I say, in America, time is money.
Yes. Okay.
Did you ever feel that your role as a documentary filmmaker needed to be put aside so that you could impart some life lessons to the young men?
For me, this was a very unusual set of circumstances because you had these young men coming to America and experiencing a lot of stuff for the first time. So like what you see in the film, when they actually board the plane in Nairobi to take the transatlantic flight to the United States, there were 90 lost boys on the flight, and there was no one there to tell them about how seatbelts work or the speakers that were coming through and the instructions and stuff. So I was the closest person to that, and so were the, you know, the crew. And so the questions really came to us. You just end up finding a place where you want to help to a certain extent. And that was the case, like when the bathroom was being used in the plane, but the door was open. we went over and explained how the latch works. And so there's a definable line, I think, yeah.
Well, John, you've been here for more than 5 years now, and there's a scene in the movie where your mother and sister arrived in Syracuse from a refugee camp in Uganda. It was the first time that you saw each other in 17 years. Let's take a listen. When you first found out that they were alive, and then when you had them coming to you, what were your greatest hopes and greatest fears at that moment?
Well, the greatest hope was that I would finally be reunited with my mother and my sister, and that my mother would come to America where she would not be worried of what we should eat today, as the case when she was in Africa. The greatest fear was starting over the family again.
What do you want to transmit through this film? I'll start with you, Christopher.
I hope they see the film and want to take action to help rebuild Southern Sudan and stop the atrocities in Darfur. Hopefully, by meeting John, Panther, and Daniel in the film, you'll realize the real human cost.
John, what do you want people to see?
What other people in different countries have been undergoing, the same terror that you guys have received in America, or you had September 11 that I'm talking about, is that the same terror that we went through it. Now, this is a peace that had been signed in 2005 between the North and the South, so that peace must stay.
Well, John and Christopher, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Christopher Quinn directed the documentary God Grew Tired of Us. John Dow was one of the subjects of the film. He attends Syracuse University in Syracuse, New York. God Grew Tired of Us opens in theaters around the country on Friday. That's our show for today, and thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show, visit npr.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium.